Joining me on the Monday as we look forward to Hollywood Bets Tuesday, racing, of course, at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Eight races are carded. The first race getting underway at 20 minutes past 1 o'clock. Champion Punters Challenge, the Cape edition, of course, is available to you. So get those entries in by 1:15, and you can make use of the pop-up there. We'll give you the prices on your selections when it comes to the quads, the trebles, you name it. So that betting feature is available. Race one is the Hollywood Bets Durbanville welcomes you. Run over 1,400 metres, and this is a maiden plate. A scratch here is number 10, Robertus. Take out the 10, Robertus. Leaves us with a field of 9 runners. Rockpool is currently at 1.67. With Hollywood, that is the 7 from the Justin Snaith yard, and Richard Faree. Number 6, Aspect, is at 2.27. This one returns from a 72-day rest, was campaigning in KZN. Vaughan Marshall, Smunga Kamalu. Last time out, run 3rd, 1.40 lengths behind Wiccan Warrior. And we saw Wiccan Warrior, of course, come out and win rather well. Looks like a progressive sort. So that form line has certainly been franked. On the strength of that, I am going with the 6, Aspect, from the 7, Rockpool, the 5, Run For Me, and then the 9. 6, 7, 5, 9 to start us off. Race 2 is a maiden place. This is run over the 7 furlongs. Unfortunately, these days when recording these shows, we have to keep on watching the clock because of the non-stop load shedding. So moving through the card rather briskly. Now the second race, look at the Snaith yard. My goodness me. They could well run 1, 2, 3, 4. In fact, they look very poised to fill the quartet berths in this particular race. Now, two good friends of mine who went to Hollywood Bets Durbanville on Saturday have never stopped preaching to me that this horse, Future Swing, is a good bet on the card. Now, I can tell you that Future Swing opened 1.67-1, went 2-1, is now 1.74-1. Obviously, one of the Snaith runners, Richard Faree, has the ride. But my goodness me, looking through the 4 Snaith runners, they all have something to offer. And Future Swing may be the right one. Don't forget, of course, to have a look at the Snaith comments on race day. Those will be widely publicised. But I looked at Future Swing and I tell you what my concerns are. The first time out this horse run 3rd, there have been 12 runners from the form line. 12 runners, only 2/3. And last time out, I think there have been 2 runners from the form line. It's still early doors, but nothing has won there just yet. So that was concerning for me. Number 2, Cider House Rules, is a 3.33-1. That's a stable companion. Prevalence, number 4, is 3.33-1. A 5, Intimidator, is at 4-1. That also has been costly to follow in KZN, running on a little bit late. So those are the quad of stable companions. Number 2, Cider House Rules. It is the second run after the rest and gelding. And last time out was 3rd, 1.05 lengths behind Le Mans. Le Mans has come out and franked that form. I've found it very difficult to separate them, but I am going to go with the 2 Cider House Rules in front of the 7 Future Swing. The 4, who is Prevalence, and that, by the way, is well related to American Landing and Sabina's Prodigy. And then number 5, Intimidator, 2, 7, 4, 5. But we're going to have to follow the market there. Third race on the program, Race Cape Hollywood Bets, maiden plate, over 1,400 metres. There's a lot of form to go around in this race, that's for sure. The favourite here is Rafif's Choice at 5-2. Number 5, Fur Baby, opened 4-1, has gone 4.55-1. And then you've got a horse called Typeface, who is easing out early on in the betting. I like Fur Baby, who's also from the Justin Snaith yard. He looks to have a top day, possibly, at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Last time out was behind Silver Garbo. Gimme's Lassie came out and won from that. So I was siding with the 5, Fur Baby, in front of the 8, Rafif's Choice, then the 7 and 11. 5, 8, 7, 11 selection in race 3. Now we go on to race 4, merit rated 71 handicap. Hollywood Bets Grooms Initiative over the 7 furlongs, and that has been great to see. So we're now finished with all of the exotics, except we move on to the jackpot, the first leg in race 4. In this race, you've got Gold Poker Game, who opened 5-2, went 3-1, is now 2.86-1. Cracklin Rose, who has a host of places to its credit, is at 3.03. Then Double Dream is at 4.55-1. In this race, I'm going with a real rank outsider. I don't know about winning the race, but I looked through this program, and this is one of those horses I just like to improve. Reason being the following. It is the peak run. This horse has dropped another 3 points in the rating. Only won the maiden in PE, but has dropped in class. Again, we're talking about the Snaith Yard. And on the program, this one, currently with Hollywood Bets, is quoted as, in race 4, 20-1 a win and 3.6 a place. So as I say, I'm going with a real roughie. Why not? In race 4. Number 3, Open Secret, to run thereabouts. And I will be taking a little bit of the 3.6 a place. And of course, some of the 20-1 a win. From the 7, who is Quick Step, and that's a stable companion. That's quoted 6.25-1. Then the 5 and the 9. 3, 7, 5, 9 in race 4. Hopefully a little bit of Calvin Abib magic to run into the money with the 3. Race 5, www.hollywoodbets.net, Meritrated 74 handicap is run over 1,000 metres. In race 5, on the card, Red Impact is quoted at 2-1. Swift Action is at 3.03-1. I think that this could be the right horse. Number 4, Red Impact. There's been a lot of talk about the ability there, and I believe is rated. For second, I'm going to go with an outsider. And that horse is at 14.29-1. A winner place is at just under 2.6-1. And that is number 6, Persistence. I think Persistence will enjoy the drop back to 1,000 metres. 5 point drop once again in the merit rating. They've taken the tongue tie off. And, excuse me, overall the merit rating has come from an 83 to the current 64. So I'm going 6-4-2-3. Just check first and second there. 4-6-2-3 is more like it. 4-6-2-3, but Persistence would be my shrewdie at that price. Race 6, Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge. Middle stakes for the fillies and mares. And in the 6th race, they have the betting as follows with Hollywood. Time Flies is at 1.82. Open 2.86 is now 1.82. As noted to be running on. The 4, Academic Gold, is at 3.33. Zippy Over is at 4.66. When I went through this program, this to me was the most difficult race on the card. Personally, in the exotics, I'm going to load up and look for a result here in race number 6. But if I had to give the breakdown, I'd go with the 4, Academic Gold, in front of the 8, Time Flies. The 2, Zippy Over, which is obvious, but I'm not going to just go those 3. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to mention some other horses I'm going to throw in. Let's go to the outsider department. One of those ridden by Liam Tarantell. Number 3, Della's Sword, who carries 52. There's also been a merit rating drop here. And was running on last time out from a very wide draw at Durbanville. He's now drawn 3, carries 52. So Della's Sword, I think, is one to throw in with the more fancied horses. That's at 16.67-1. Another one is going to be number 1, Double Check. A Double Check in the betting is at 8.5. And a place there, 16-10. As I say, I thought this was an impossible race, and I thought there was potential here for an upset. And then also number 6, Winter Scout, is another I would put in my bets. I think the merit rating is still a little bit high, 14.29. So I'd go the likes of 4-8-2-3-1-6 in the final leg of the buy pot to see if I can maybe get rid of the more fancied runners. Race 7, Cape Racing Classified Stakes, has run over 1,600 metres. In the 7th race, you've got Triple Time, who is at 1.67. Now, this horse is carrying 62 3-year-olds. The first form line gets a tick. There's no doubt about that. So that's a good form line behind Galactic Path. We know Galactic Path has now come out 1-3 on the trot. Last time out, won by 4.25 lengths, beating Sudden Song. As I say, there's weight to carry, but I thought that this one had a lot of scope. However, there is one noteworthy thing to mention in this race. If you go to the run behind Galactic Path, when Triple Time, granted was on debut, obviously came on leaps and bounds from that run, but was 4.5 lengths behind Galactic Path in the very same race, Masterful Guy was second ahead behind Galactic Path. And Masterful Guy won at the next outing. But although Masterful Guy beat Triple Time on that occasion by 4.3 lengths, Masterful Guy is 8 kgs better off with Triple Time this time. That's after beating the horse by 4.3. That is a lot of weight. So if you like Triple Time, you must give Masterful Guy a bit of a chance here. And that is at 6.25-1. The horse is ridden by JP Fundamental. I like JP. He was aboard last time out when winning the maiden. So I think that could be the Shrewdy. 6.25-1 and even money. According to what I'm seeing here on Hollywood, opened at 7, came to 6.25. So 3.654. 3.654, race 7. The eighth race, our concluding race, is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1,600 metres. This is a maiden special weights. Sudden Song is at 2.86. Now, this horse is conceding weight all round with the 60 kgs. You've got Doubling Up, who's the second favourite. Again, the Snaith Yard. And this is a horse that's related to Bulgarian. If you look at the form lines, you will see second first time out behind Hammy's Hero. There's been 8 runners from the form line, only 2 fourths. And then last time out ran a very remote fourth, was beaten 9 lengths by Teatra. So I think that horse has some improving to do at 3.33. Value-wise, I'm going to go with a stable companion, a horse called I'm a Man. I don't know about winning once again, but for a place. That one is at 7.69, and a placing is just over 9 to 10, the reason being the weight. And the draw is certainly a negative, but the weight is a positive, only carrying 51.5 kgs. This was a 500,000 buy, and more recently seems to be on the improving trail. So I'm going with 13, I'm a Man, from the 5, Doubling Up, the 1 Sudden Song, and then the 10 Nevada King. 13, 5, 1, 10. My goodness me, the Snaith Yard could absolutely clean up at Hollywood Bets Durbanville come the meeting on Tuesday. We're back on Wednesday, sunshines. We're racing in KZN again. Thanks very much. All the best to you. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.